the latest battleground between the yes and no campaigns ahead of Scotland's vote on independence later this year. And today, it's been all about the oil. First Minister Alex Salmond and Prime Minister David Cameron were both by the North Sea today, putting their cases for who should be looking after the oil and gas that's drilled there. To help us unravel all this, here is one undecided voter.
Hi, I'm Gregor, and 16-year-olds like me get to take part in this year's independence referendum. And I'm still figuring out which side to take. So today was a chance, with all these politicians right on my doorstep, to find out more. Both the Westminster and the Scottish cabinets were here locally today, but only the Scottish government held a public question and answer session. And it was in a church in Portlethen, and I got a seat and managed to get a question in.
You've recognised that 16 and 17-year-olds will play a very important part. Why should they vote for independence when we've already got university education for free?
Scottish Education Secretary Michael Russell answered me. The only way to keep uni fees out of Scotland, he said, was to vote for independence.
There are very considerable pressures coming almost on a daily basis, it says, at the border, which are endeavouring to monetize higher education. Now, the Scottish Government has stood firmly against monetizing higher education.
It was a really good experience, one that I've thoroughly enjoyed as an undecided young voter. But now that I've looked at the Yes campaign's argument, I'm going to need to analyse the pro-UK or the No campaign's argument.
North Sea oil revenues have built schools and hospitals and roads and railways.
Prime Minister David Cameron speaking just a few miles from here, after debates last week over whether Scotland could keep the pound or stay in the European Union. Today's focus was future income from North Sea oil reserves.
Now the argument should be about how do we get the best from the rest of what we've got left.
David Cameron is so far refusing to debate all this face-to-face with Alex Salmond. Also, he didn't match the public question and answer session that the SNP held earlier today. Alex Salmond says it all means the Prime Minister just comes to Scotland to lecture and bully. Personally, I just hope I get a chance soon to also hear from the pro-UK side of the argument.
Well, many thanks to Gregor. He's one of a group of young voters involved in BBC Scotland's Generation 2014 project.
BBC. Newsbeat.
Right, let's go to Barcelona now. Our technology reporter Jonathan Blake